Hi, my name is Nick, and I'm the guy who does everything. That's basically how I would introduce myself to every potential client or customer for the first year. And the reason I, not directly introduced myself that way, obviously, but the reason I just did everything I could for money in the first year is that I had no clue how to make money online before. I just didn't know. I had no experience. In fact, I had no clue how to make money on my own at all because I hadn't done anything like this before, anything entrepreneurial. And the second reason is that I fell into the same trap many, many writers fall into, which is that at first your writing should be free. And though, so even I, even though I had decided way back, even 2 years before I even started writing, 2012, when I was on exchange abroad, where I was reading all these blogs, that what I really wanted to do was to write and just kind of make money off my blog. So basically write cool stuff and get paid for it. It took me a long, long time to get there because it wasn't as clear, even though it might, it maybe should have been, right, to see, I should write and I should charge people for that. And there's a direct connection here that I can just make and I can sort of, I plug it in and it works, right? Well, obviously it's a little more complicated than that because in the beginning, if you're just starting out as a writer, your writing's not going to be that good. So not many people are going to want to pay for it. And at the same time, you have all these doubts about yourself and you think, I should do free and is this right? And I should build an audience first and so on and so on and so on. So I think the best thing you can do with that when it comes to monetizing and you're worried and you can't really decide what to do is that you can decide anything. And what I mean by that is that not deciding is also a decision. So by not deciding about monetization and saying, I'm going to figure this out later, I don't have time for this right now, that's also a decision you're making. And the result, obviously, is that you're not charging in the beginning, so that you're writing for free and you have to supplement it with some other form of income. But you can also decide to make money doing something else. Whether maybe you have a job and you can just stick with that and you can do your writing on the side. Maybe you are already a freelancer, but maybe you're a freelancer in some other field like photography or something. Or maybe you're at a startup or whatever you're doing to make money. If you already have something, you can just continue doing it and you don't have to cut everything and start from zero. And that's a decision too, and that's fine. But the important part is making a decision about money and making a decision about how writing fits into that picture. Because you're going to change your mind and you're going to change it a lot and you're going to change it anyway, but making a decision is an empowering thing to do at the start. Because suddenly you're not constantly in anxiety and worry about money because at least you have an idea of what you want to do, where you want money to come from, where you want to take this going forward. So what I did was I decided not to monetize my writing at first to start that. I think there's some value in that decision because it allows you to play around with sort of less stress. But maybe you have writing experience already and you say, you know what, my stuff is worth it. I'm going to do a subscription thing, a newsletter of some sort. I'm going to go to Medium and charge there. And we're going to talk more about all these different options that you do have. But I want to just tell you that deciding not to monetize in the beginning is a decision as well. And it may be the right one. So what I did was I decided to just do and try everything because I had to figure out not just how do I supplement my writing with something else, how do I make money while I learn writing, but how to make money at all. So I was starting at ground zero. So I decided to freelance and I decided to build that around writing, which is what I did with my little translation business that I set up, where I actually never really did any work with. Barely nothing. But then I decided, you know what, I'm just going to take everything. So I worked at a tax accountant and try to help them. I did some corporate marketing, basically trying to set up logos and hosting contests for people who wanted stuff like that and helping them with like using platforms like freelancer.com. Then I did editing for a while. I did ghostwriting. I did coaching in habits. So a different area, basically. I took some recurring freelancing gigs. I wrote SEO texts. So I for the first year, I just said, I'm going to do everything, and I'm just going to try to get a feel for what it's like to be a freelancer and how this all works. In that time, I can practice my writing, and then I can figure out the rest. And so that worked out all right for me. It was a tough first year, I'm not gonna lie, and I didn't make much I made almost the same amount of money in my second year than I did in my first, because the first was just figuring stuff out and the second was only when I got started structuring how I make money. So it had a longer runway than when someone knows, hey, I'm already a professional graphics designer, I can just do that and do my writing on the side. I think that's a great place to start, and if you can, kudos. But if you can't, then don't be afraid to be the guy or the girl who does everything in the beginning just to figure all of this stuff out. So again, when it comes to monetization, know that the important part is to make a decision in the beginning, and not whether you stick with it, but to make a decision just so you can clear your head and see money as something that's a necessary part and a normal part of your life, and not sort of demonize it subconsciously without even realizing it. So with that, let's talk a little bit more about how you can actually make that decision and maybe what it should be based upon.